time now for your letters. We received many about part one of our conversation on American Empire with Walter Russell Mead and Neil Ferguson. Since part two just aired, we're going to wait for more responses before we broadcast those letters. We also received a number of letters about Noah Adams' piece on low-wage writers. Fans of author and sex worker Sarah Catherine Lewis wrote in droves asking us to have her on the show more often, but many listeners would recoil at that notion. They wrote in expressing discomfort with the subject matter on a Sunday morning. Our conversation with Father Thomas Rees on the question of Catholic communion for pro-abortion politicians prompted a number of letters, such as this one from Larry McGovern of Dobbs Ferry, New York. The American Catholic bishops, in addition to their pronouncements on abortion, have spoken out strongly against the death penalty, he writes. I therefore find it interesting that no one has asked those who would withhold communion from free-choice Catholic politicians if they would also withhold communion from those Catholic politicians who support the death penalty. The principles are the same, are they not? Joseph Shapiro's story on the legacy of the Brown versus Board of Education decision for children with disabilities also drew a number of letters. When I was 19, I worked as a nurse's aide in a hospital for mentally retarded children, writes B.Z. Smith of Sonora, California. This place was a dumping ground for autistic kids, Down syndrome kids, and others. It was horrible. The children were literally treated like caged animals. The ratio was 30 to 1 in the day and 40 to 1 at night. All we did was bathe, feed, and babysit. There was no effort to teach the children anything. I could see that the kids were capable of learning and wanted to learn. At 19, I did not see that I had any power over this situation. I only lasted for about 1 month. I was so depressed and felt helpless. I did become a teacher, and I do work with autistic children. I delight in seeing all they learn and ways that they are able to connect. Thank you for reminding me of a profound lesson I learned under tragic circumstances. Write to us. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. That's wesun@npr.org. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.